So this morning we're looking at Psalm 60 as we enter into worship. And Psalm 60 is about the fight of the Israelites with Edom. It's a picture of deliverance that God will give his people, and there's a promise in it that God will indeed restore his saints, just as he brought deliverance to Israel. Amen. The psalmist cries out for God's help. And then he's saying through that psalm, as you read through it, he's saying, what's up, God? What's going on? He asks for God's rescue. He knows he's needy and the nation is needy, and he cries out for rescue. The result was that the Edomites were soundly defeated and they never rallied again. That was it for the Edomites. Amen. So we're looking at Psalm 11 and 12 as the psalmist ends the psalm. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for it is he that shall tread down our enemies. Not our help from man, but it's God that does it. New Living says, oh, please help us against our enemies, for all human help is useless. With God's help, we will do mighty things, for he will trample down our foes. Do any of you have some foes? I have a couple foes. Amen. Trample them down, God. You do it. I'm going to just stand and watch you do it. Amen. Psalm 60, 11 and 12 from the Passion Bible says, give us a father's help when we face our enemies. Wow, that makes me feel like God's little kid. And I'm just running to him because I can't do anything. I can't do it. I tried and I failed. I tried and failed. And I just run to my daddy, my Abba daddy, for help. Amen. For to trust in any man is an empty hope. With God's help, we will fight like heroes, and he will trample down every foe. I get it. I get the point. Do you? That's how we're going into worship this morning. We're going to say these two verses, and then we're going into worship to worship the God that's better than any help from man. We're going in to worship the God that will take care of those enemies as we run to him. Amen. Is there a condition? A little one. Let's call out to him. Let's cry out to him. Let's be real and honest about the things we're facing in our lives. Let's be real and honest with God. We don't have to try to be good enough. We don't have to say we got this under control. Because the minute you say that, God does something about that, doesn't he? And you're no longer in control. So let's just give ourselves to him. Let's stand together. Give us a father's help when we face our enemies. For to trust in any man is an empty hope. With God's help, we will fight like heroes, and he will trample down our every foe. Can we worship about that?